Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Peter Claver, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Peter Claver, a native of Spain who lived from 1580 until 1654. He was born to a devoutly Catholic family in Catalonia. He entered the Jesuits at age 20 and volunteered to work in the Spanish colonies. In 1610, he was assigned to work in what was the New Kingdom of Granada. He studied in Colombia, which was a center of slave trade in the New World, and he was deeply distressed at the plight of the slaves. In Cartagena, he started ministering to slaves, and it is estimated that in his 40 years of ministry, he personally catechized and baptized more than 300,000 slaves, and it's also said that he heard more than 5,000 confessions every year. He also preached to sailors and traders in the city square and ministered to a wide and varied segment of society, including the poor, the rich, lepers, and prisoners. Due to his diligent work, it was reported that there had been some improvement in the way the slaves were treated. His last 4 years were filled with pain, and he was largely left alone and forgotten in his room, mistreated by those entrusted with his care. Some suggest that he was part of the problem with the slave trade, that he didn't do enough, and that in some ways he participated in it. But it has also been pointed out that some saints worked for structural change and some worked on caring for people directly. St. Peter Claver did the latter, and did so at personal risk to himself. Let us pray that we may have the dedication to our faith and the courage to reach out to help the needy and the vulnerable among us.